Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate has claimed an attack by heavily armed assailants on an Ivory Coast resort. They killed 14 civilians and two soldiers on Sunday. On Skype, VOA asked Deakin University regional expert Greg Barton if Al-Qaeda is trying to establish its brand against the Islamic State.
I think this is only really explicable in terms of the competition, the rivalry between Al-Qaeda broadly and ISIS broadly. Of course, the attacks in Sousse in Tunisia, both the attacks on the beach resort of Sousse and the earlier attack in the capital, Tunis, involved military-style attacks with assault rifles and explosives from people trained by ISIS and coming out of Libya. And, of course, Libya has been the focus of growing ISIS presence. But Al-Qaeda globally is worried about being eclipsed as a global jihadi brand by ISIS.
Site Intelligence Group, which monitors jihadist websites, said Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb claim responsibility for the Ankara attack. A large explosion ripped through the main square in Turkey's capital, Ankara, killing at least 34. The blast comes less than a month after a car bomb attack in the capital killed at least 29. There is no claim of responsibility. Ankara has been battling the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party as well as the Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has accused Syria of trying to disrupt the U.N.-sponsored peace talks aimed at ending the five-year civil war by demanding that there be no discussion of removing President Bashar al-Assad from power, peace talks set to resume today in Geneva. This is VOA News. An insurgent group fighting alongside Afghanistan's Taliban has said it is ready to join political reconciliation talks with the Kabul government, despite being deeply skeptical about peace intentions of the other side. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has renewed his offer of negotiations to all insurgent groups in his bid to end the 15-year war, United States, China, neighboring Pakistan have all welcomed and backed Ghani's move through the mainstream Taliban faction that rejected the offer. A nationalist, anti-immigrant party, Alternative for Deutschland, has won seats in three German regional elections, a result even as major rebuke to Chancellor Angela Merkel's open immigration policy. Elections were the first major political test since Germany registered nearly 1.1 million people as asylum seekers last year. Looking toward the national election, in which Merkel likely will stand for re-election, VOA asked Australia National University analyst Judith Downey about challengers to Merkel.
There's no sort of outstanding competitor to replace her, but the election's not till the latter part of the year, so that's a considerable time away with all of the issues that are happening in Germany at the moment.
Merkel has been under growing pressure to close Germany to migrants, many of them from Syria, and others fleeing the war, but she has refused to impose a cap on the number of arrivals. In U.S. politics, leading Republican Party presidential contender Donald Trump is denying any responsibility for the violence that's erupted at his political rallies and is defending his supporters who have been charged with assaulting protesters.
Every once in a while, we'll have a protester get up, say something. Usually it's staged, okay? Usually it's staged. But they'll say something. We stop and we have fun. It's okay. We have fun. But you listen to these guys. I watch the morning shows. I was on the morning shows. Mr. Trump, it's terrible. You know how many people have been injured at our shows? Nobody.
Trump's Republican challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and Ohio Governor John Kasich, as well as Democratic presidential candidate, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, all blame Trump for the marked turn toward physical confrontations at his political rallies. Up next in the delegate chase will be tomorrow, with a number of states where the winner gets all the delegates, which are not split up among runners-up. And at the moment, President Obama could pick his fill, the choice he has to fill the high court vacancy created by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia last month. White House reporting that he is near that choice.
That's the latest world news from VOA.